If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Quantum Helium is continuing to make progress with its suite of helium assets in the USA. Here to talk about the latest developments, Howard McLaughlin. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Alistair. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So 3D seismic, that's the news today out from Quantum Helium. Used to be Mossman Oil and Gas, as we now know, but now called Quantum Helium. What's the story with the 3D seismic? Where will that take the company?
Well, the seismic has been in the planning process for quite some time, but the crew has now arrived and they're setting up their equipment and getting ready to acquire the survey. It's designed to cover the Sagebrush helium discovery, as well as stretch out and link into the Coyote Wash 3D. So we'll have a direct link between Coyote Wash and Sagebrush from a 3D perspective. So we're looking to get a good outline of the limits of the Sagebrush accumulation, as well as any other algal mound features that we might see in the area between Coyote Wash and Sagebrush, and particularly right around Sagebrush.
So there's a particular formation that you guys target, isn't there, when you shoot the seismic and when you're looking underground in this particular area?
Yeah, you want to acquire it in such a manner that you can see clearly down to the depth that you're trying to produce from. So that has a tendency to make the offsets or the length of the geophones at least the distance from the surface down to your formation, which in this case is around 7,500 feet. So it's not particularly deep, but it's a big enough survey, 16 square miles, that we'll get really good coverage over the whole area. Plus, it's a very high resolution survey, which no 3D has been shot in this area before. So we're really looking forward to it. It'll be very exciting to see when we get it processed and interpreted.
Indeed it will. So what will be your next move after you've got the seismic results in? What's the step that follows?
Well, immediately after the results, it should take 2 to 3 weeks to acquire the data, and then we'll send it for processing. It takes 2 to 3 weeks again for the processing, and then we will have a team of geophysicists and geologists go through it and interpret it. From there, we'll be able to do two things. We'll be able to finish the mapping and more detailed mapping of the Sagebrush feature. And if we do see drillable targets in terms of algal mounds or other features, then we can start planning our 2026 drilling campaign.
Yeah, so that'll be a crucial moment as well, won't it, the drilling campaign? Now, you mentioned just a moment ago, Howard, that the seismic might go up against Coyote Wash. Does that mean that these two projects could, in fact, become one project?
Well, in many respects, they are one project because they share very similar geology. But these, particularly the oil features, the algal mound features that we hope to discover that will help fund our helium developments, these are fairly hard to see on conventional 2D seismic and almost impossible to hit by accident. So you really need 3D to determine where they are. There's one feature in the southern part of Coyote Wash that this survey will cover called Mariana Wash that was drilled back in the 80s or 90s. And it caught just the edge of what looked like an algal mound feature. So they didn't quite drill in the right spot. So we expect to see a much better drilling location from the seismic on that feature.
So step by step, you guys are beginning to build up a really comprehensive picture of what goes on, both at Sagebrush and Coyote Wash. And talking of Coyote Wash, I believe that Sproule are working up their report on that project too at the moment.
Yes, yeah, we're working closely with them. They're doing a resource assessment of all the Leadville structures that we have previously seen on the Coyote Wash 3D. That's going along quite well. It's I think it's going to be very robust when they're finished. So that again is pretty exciting. We're hoping to have that before the end of November.
So really, there's going to be plenty of news flow coming out from Quantum Helium in the coming months. So you talk about the Sproule update, then there's the seismic results, and then plans to drill. It's going to be a very busy time for you guys.
It is going to be busy. And assuming that now that the government shutdown in the US is over, we hope that the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, will sign off on a couple of key things that we need to get on with other activities like the test of the Sagebrush well. So there's nothing stopping them now from going ahead and signing. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed that get around to doing that.
Well, Howard, we're looking forward to a steady stream of positive news flow from you guys. Good luck with the work, and thanks for talking us through it today.
All right. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.